You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. We all have regrets, things we should have done or said, and sometimes things we shouldn't. It's a part of life that we usually avoid talking about. But recent Western Michigan University grad Brianne Larissa Sharon is breaking the silence with her photo series, The Regrets of 20-somethings. Sharon says it all started 2 years ago when she was thinking about her biggest regret, not recognizing her father's heart attack.
I was playing video games in the other room, just like normal high school. And I had got this really weird feeling that I should go in the other room, but like I stopped for like 10 minutes and I was debating on going in the other room and I just didn't, and I don't know why. And I heard a sound, didn't think anything of it, just like house creaks all the time. And my other brother, Danny, actually came in the house, and that's when I noticed something in his voice where it was something wrong.
Sharon says at the time, her dad was watching a movie that she had recommended to him.
I just had the feeling that I should go in there and watch it with him and spend time with him, but for some reason, I just didn't. And I feel like if I went in there, maybe I could have helped call 911 earlier, and it would have saved his life, but there's no way in telling that would have actually happened.
That's why the first photo in Sharon's series is of her, holding a piece of burnt toast that her father was making the day he died. Altogether, there are 14 models in the series, along with their stories. Like Sharon, many 20-somethings talked about losing parents and grandparents. There are stories about past relationships and missed opportunities, as well as regrets about suicidal acts and depression. Sharon snapped a photo of one 20-something who hid her addiction to sleep medicine from her parents.
The time of the shoot, her parents recently bought her that pill again. And she said that she wasn't using it at the time, and her parents didn't know how bad she was addicted to it. But that she kept it to remind her of how addiction works and that she has an addictive personality and that she just has to be careful with what she does.
Sharon says she wanted to take a photo of herself for the series because she knows these aren't easy stories to tell.
The chance of someone not accepting whatever that is and not understanding you.
But if we all have regrets, why single out 20-somethings? Sharon says she plans to extend the series to look at the regrets people have at different stages of their lives. Sharon was in college, so she says 20-something seemed like a good place to start.
When you're 20, you're about a quarter into your life. And so you've dealt with things, but it's not your whole life. Like, you're not 50% way through your life. So someone who is 70 is going to have different regrets than someone who is 20. But I was curious to know what 20-somethings were, if they were like mine, if they weren't.
Sharon says it's easy for people her age to do things on their phones, like look up a word or use an app.
But we don't think about how easy it is to pick up the phone and call somebody and say that you love them and say that you miss them, but we don't do that until it's too late.
You can see Brianne Larissa Sharon's photo series, The Regrets of 20-somethings, at Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative on Portage Street. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.